This is a replay of the Thursday night, September 12th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from One VoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's One VoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, 1 week into the cold, it should have been over by now, but the good news is it hasn't gotten worse, so hopefully I'm not inflicting myself on you, and in case you think I am, well, the floor is yours. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. So I've been taking all your suggestions. The latest, the Fisherman's Friend. Original Extra Strong. They're not really doing anything, but they're not bothering me, so I guess that's good news. Actually, when I had the first Fisherman's Friend earlier today when John went out and got it for me, I realized, man, these taste exactly like way back in the day, Park Davis made throat discs that tasted amazingly like this. And so I looked it up. Apparently, throat discs are still made by somebody, but it's not the same thing. But I'll tell you what, if you used to like throat discs, you're going to love Fisherman's Friend. Whether or not it'll stop your cough, that's another subject. We'll see as the evening goes on. Now, I've got a number of things that are on my mind, but for one thing, we mentioned that everybody always asks about Mercury retrograde. When's the next one coming up? Well, it happens every, I'd say, 3.5 times a year, so fairly recent is when the next one's coming up. And the deal is, the actual dates are November 25th to December 15th. However, if you're into the shadow of the retrograde, the retro shade, so to speak, you'll start feeling squirrely November 7th, and it won't let up entirely till December 31st. So that's the deal there. And again, the full moon is September 17th. It's a harvest moon, and there's a partial lunar eclipse. So the next new moon is October 2nd, which comes with an annular solar eclipse. And of course, you know not to look at the moon. I mean, at the sun, ever directly, no matter what. And so that's the deal on where the planets are. Not all of them, but enough. So 888-876-5593. I've got a number of things on my mind, as usual. Yes, too numerous, meaning that I had them here minutes ago and have already lost them. That's not possible. Well, actually it is. So I'll pick them up in a moment. Yeah, I picked out four stories that I thought were very interesting. I'll get to them. But Donna in Schaumburg, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh. It's good to hear you on the radio. I hope you get better soon.
Well, thanks.
And what ribs hurt you?
What?
What ribs hurt you?
Oh, it's on the right side, the ribs that are sort of at the side of the breast area. So,
okay.
They'll be all right.
Okay, I have an old school remedy that might help.
Okay.
In the olden days, back when the dinosaurs roamed, they used to bind people.
Yes, and they don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Do you know why?
No.
Okay. They stopped doing that years ago when they realized how it was increasing the incidence of pneumonia. Because when you're bound, you're not breathing as deeply. and it allows you to shallow breathe. And they were seeing pneumonia off the charts. And finally, it's probably been about, I don't know, 10, 20 years ago now, most hospitals and doctors reversed themselves and said, do not tape the ribs.
Oh, okay, because I was thinking of an ace damage.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, the ribs will be all right. Like I say, it's the reflective pain on them. The ribs themselves don't hurt, but when I cough, my breast hurts like crazy on the right side, and that's reflective pain from the ribs, and that'll go away.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm the one that called and asked you about a book that you could recommend
for astrology. And, you know, I have that, believe it or not, Donna, I have that on the list. In fact, Carol always gives me the reminder, and it remains front and center. And I really haven't given you one yet that I particularly like, but I'm looking.
Right. I appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know. I want it to be easy to read, and I don't want it to have any math.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, Fran last night called.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't like to play canasta or
anything. Oh, yes, yes, Fran, yes, exactly. Doesn't want to play cards or games or any of that.
Right. Well, I know our library, my daughter was going in the evening, and they have a chef come in and prepare appetizers and give you the recipe.
That's not bad. Some of the libraries do. I've seen that, where they'll actually have kind of a mini cooking class. That's not a bad idea, and you get to eat, too. I like that.
Yeah, and I was thinking if Fran wanted to meet people in the retirement area she's in, maybe she could start a recipe swap club.
Well, you know, that's interesting. I'm not sure she wants to meet anybody, actually, but everybody's always encouraging her to do that, and I think that she could start by maybe finding some of the cooking classes that might interest her. Yeah.
Well, I was just thinking if she wanted the club, she could have an appetizer night, and everybody bring something in their recipe, and also she could have a nationality night. Where if you're Polish, you bring kolaczki or a main dish of the Polish people.
Uh-huh.
The same with German and that.
Or whatever, yes. Going back to my mother's history, I see grape leaves are coming down the pike. Oh, good. All right. Yeah, no, that's all a fine idea. Like I say, I don't think Fran wants to meet more people, but in case anybody does, plus, as far as for Fran's own enjoyment, cooking classes, mini cooking classes in some of the libraries and stuff like that, that's a great idea. So I'm glad you thought of it, Donna. Thank you.
Okay. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
Over the weekend.
Me too. All right. Appreciate it. Thanks. And I'll keep looking for that book. I promise. I haven't forgotten.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good deal.
Bye.
So, yeah, I was going to recommend The Complete Astrologer, but then I pulled an old copy of it and realized, no, there's math in this book. That's not good. All right. So, especially not now with computers and everything else. But no, we'll find something interesting. And, of course, as I mentioned, for natal astrology, you know, birth charts and all that, I absolutely believe in Western astrology. But for anything predictive, man, Vedic's got it all over anybody. And I'll tell you what, I'm not suggesting that anybody want to take that up. If you do, it's practically a full-time vocation because there's so much involved in, so very much involved in that. I know Joni Petri teaches online classes of Vedic astrology. Should you, I think another one's beginning this month, should you, so, you know, be so inclined. But let me tell you, you better have some time on your hands and you better be ready to work because this is not easy. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. We'll get to Ruth and Gurney in moments. And your first bumper, I promised another Frankie Beverly. Yeah, that they're not playing on the obits, and you'll get it. Yeah, more Butlers coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yeah, it takes you right back to the gym at Bristol High in 1966. Yeah, Ron Diamond, the Diamond Mine, or Jerry Blavitt, or High Lit, or Frank X. Feller. Yeah, everybody's hops. And I'll tell you what, Frankie Beverly and the Butlers were always high on the list. Because of My Heart and a fine record, 1966 on Fairmount. All right, so rest in peace, Frankie Beverly. And I figured somebody ought to hear the Butlers since nobody else was going to play them. All right, so 888-876-5593. We got all sorts of things, but Ruth waited so long last night. We're going to find out what she wants to talk about, and I believe it's TikTok. So, all right, Ruth, what are we talking about?
Hi, good evening. I want to say God bless you to you.
Thank you.
Right away. Thanks. So that you might be able to nip that in the bud.
Yeah.
I don't like that they use the word virus and juxtaposition it with computers.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're both just as bad.
Be careful that the computer doesn't put a spell on you with the word virus.
I think I'll be fine.
Okay, so I also want to make a mention about scams. That got talked about briefly last night, and I noticed that in a lot of catalogs that I've been getting, the prices have increased tremendously.
Yes.
Mail order types of catalogs.
Everything.
I know that the things are going on, you know, in fast food and in
everywhere.
Groceries and
everywhere
and all that kind of stuff. But
everywhere.
These catalogs and the shipping prices are just incredibly out of this world. So the next thing that happens with Publishers Clearinghouse, their prices are a scam as far as when you can buy these same items in Walmart or dollar stores, you know, and they quadruple the prices for Publishers Clearinghouse. But here's a interesting scam. Catalogs. 4 years ago, and it was good before that for 4 or 5 years, a walker with a seat, assisting someone to be able to walk, was $39 on sale and $59 Walgreens, and pretty much in other places the same price. And I thought that was expensive. I've seen three catalogs recently, same walker, $259, $239, and another catalog, $139.
Right.
From $39 and $59 3 or 4 weeks ago, the price was $259.
Three or four years ago, not weeks ago. All right, now wait. Hang on. All right, everything you're talking about, Ruth, is not just endemic to catalogs or to mailing and shipping. This is what's happening to prices everywhere, and it's across the board.
So what's going on?
Well, you know, that's for a show that's not this one. I could have that discussion, but I'm not going to have it on this show. But so you can find it somewhere else, but it is across the board. And to tell you how it is, you know, my own personal example, I put a container on a property in 2020, and what it cost me to have that retrofitted for what I wanted wound up to be about $9,000. That same container, another one, on a same property, so it's a duplicate, right? This year will be closer to $39,000. So that's across the board. But yes, you can find that information, but you have to do it on a show that matters. We just have a good time on this one.
Okay. So the next thing was, this was a circumstance that involved me personally. So this is kind of interesting. And a lot of times the callers come in with all different kinds of issues, whether it's medical or consumer. You know, you have great legal advice often on different circumstances. I'm not looking for legal advice with this. I had sent someone, well, I've only been out 3 times this year. To get into the wheelchair.
We need to teach you brevity.
For the whole year.
We need brevity.
So I had gone out. I went out on the 7th of the month. It was a Labor Day weekend. Walmart was packed. Everything was wonderful. Then I went to the Dollar General store. But previous to that, I had someone make purchases for me, and they got a $5 off coupon for the next time that they would come in on a Saturday only.
Let's get to the point.
They did that.
Let's get to the
point.
They
were told that the $5 off coupon dated for that day, it would be the 24th of August, had been used. It had not been used. You couldn't use it on another day.
Right.
You could only use it on Saturday the 24th.
Right.
So she spent the amount required, $25, much more actually, and didn't get the $5 off.
Mm-hmm.
But she got another coupon for $10 off if you spend
$40. Okay.
Dollar General, Grand Avenue, Waukegan. So I go in there after being at Walmart and in 2 hours, because that's how long it takes me to get less than 10 items.
I got two minutes.
So I get up to the counter, and I give them the $10 off coupon, and the guy rings up everything. He says $56. And then he switches with a girl that comes on the register. She says $69. And I go, well, take those little tiny aluminum pans that are now $4 a piece. Take them off, because they're like a quarter of the size of what the full aluminum pan used to be. So she brings it down to $61. She's got my $10 off coupon from a previous purchase and valid for the day of the 7th of September. She takes the coupon off the receipt and puts it in her hand. And I said, did you take that off the bill? And she says, yes. She keeps the $10 coupon and does not take the $10 off.
So what did you do? What'd you do?
$61.
What did you do?
So she not only...
I know what she did. Ruth, you got to get to the point. You have to learn brevity. I've got less than a minute. What did you do?
I had to leave to catch a disability bus. I couldn't stay there. I didn't even know that that she had taken my coupon and possibly didn't put it on my receipt at all.
In the future, whether it's a coupon, whether it's a lottery ticket, I don't care what it is, always demand it back. Do not let them keep it, because there are scams going on. All right. Well, very good.
Time.
All right. Well, now you know for the future.
And we took all the items back.
Okay.
And they returned them with a refund and only gave nothing off on the coupon and couldn't get the items that had been purchased.
All right.
So the whole trip, because I had to send another person. I've only been out in a wheelchair.
Okay. That's it.
Year.
News is coming up. Good to talk to you. I understand. Next time, brevity. Practice this. You could do this in half the time. All right. We're going to do nothing except the news right now on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Those are the Searchers. Don't Throw Your Love Away, 1964 on CAP. And that was Fran and Austin's request. And the Searchers were interesting, a Liverpool group that specialized almost exclusively in finding our flops, repackaging them, and giving them back to us. And Don't Throw Your Love Away was a perfect example of that. A year earlier, it was an Orlon's Flipside.
No, 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 no.
Indeed. Elvis Costello recorded that later, too. But nonetheless, the Searchers had the big hit. And like I say, it was a B-side for the Orlons. Maybe if it had been an A-side, there would have been a hope. But the A-side, by the way, was the not memorable, I'll speak sooner or later, Bandua. Have to have Steve Caldwell's frog in there somewhere. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE. And a full board of calls, so I will try not to be too wordy. I'll let Sam from Gurnee start it out. Hey, Sam, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, thank you so much for having me on. I'll try to keep it as brief as I can, but I just wanted to say, regarding you and John and your wonderful service to us, you know, as a DJ and John's work behind the boards and stuff, I just want to acquiesce with you in the conversation that you had earlier and just say that not only Ruth, but I have heard many people abuse your time, and I just want to say that I would just ask, you know, pleasantly, that people would regard the fact that you are a long service DJ with a great heart, and you're going through your own health problems, and you're all these things that you know, you really extend yourself. And when I listen, I can tell you really extend yourself way beyond what I could ever tolerate or anybody that I know could tolerate. So I just want to ask your listeners, listen, Raleigh and John are out there to serve us. They're great radio hosts. Please, you know, Raleigh asked for brevity earlier. Like, please do it in the most brief way that you can, the kindest way that you can, so that other listeners and people can get in. And there's nothing, no harm meant by this. I mean it in the most kind-hearted way that I just pray that you all just take into consideration what they're going through personally, too, before you just drag on and drag on. Please keep it brief.
Aren't you kind? Thank you so much, Sam. It's good to hear from you.
Thank you.
All right.
God bless you.
Yeah, and I'm sure Ruth's heart is in the right place. Don't get me wrong. But I've tried to explain to Ruth that whatever you're calling about, that is what you're calling about. If you're calling to play trivia, let me ask a question to give me an answer. Do not preface it with your life story. Or the same thing is that I think actually Ruth wanted to talk about TikTok. Well, we never got to it. So hopefully Ruth will learn to be brief. And if she wanted to talk about her instance, her stories at Dollar General, that's fine too. But you don't need the whole story. Right. Usually about 10 seconds of backstory is sufficient to get the idea. But she did bring up something I want to mention again. I did when she was on the phone, but I'm going to mention it again. There is a real scam going on with clerks. It's been happening more with lottery tickets where they'll, you know, you'll have your lottery ticket. They'll say, oh, no, not a winner, and they'll supposedly throw it away. Meanwhile, it was a winner, and they're going to cash it in. Same thing with coupons. No, not good. Maybe it is good. So no matter what it is, it's very simple to say, thank you, can I please have that back? And so that will possibly save you from some scams as well. All right, so Leah and Marcus Hook, we ran out of time last night. I'm glad you called back. How you doing, Leah?
All right, how are you?
Well, I don't
know.
Any
better?
I don't know. I'm glad that the next 3 days I'll be off because I don't plan to get out of bed. Not for a minute.
Well, I just want to say thank you to both you and John for sticking it out tonight,
sure.
Too.
Happy
I know
to
you're both
it.
Feeling miserable.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, I'm glad you called, and everybody else, too, because I'll tell you, if we had no calls, I'm not sure what I would do except maybe play more Searchers records.
Because you bring so much joy to our lives.
Well, thank you.
And our miserable little lives.
Oh, no. Well, no, believe me, you have nothing on the stars of many of the stories we read. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I had a few things for you tonight. First of all, they're having huge memorials and celebrations of life in Philadelphia for Frankie Beverly.
They should.
Yeah, and in the streets, they're sending up balloons, and they're
good.
Having music festivals, and you know, they're memorializing him all over in the streets of Philadelphia. So
good, and hopefully they're, you know, hopefully they're playing some of his early stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're playing all his stuff.
All right.
They said he actually did, not this summer, but 2023 summer, he did a farewell tour, I guess, in Philadelphia, a concert in Philadelphia. And one guy was talking about going to that and everything and reminiscing. And so
got to meet him and everything.
And he said it was great. And
right. It was a farewell tour. He went to a number of places. And the last one, and this will be the last one before he died, was Atlanta about 6 months earlier.
Oh, okay. But yeah, he said he got to see him when he was in Philadelphia, and then he got to meet him and everything, and that was great. And they've been in the streets all day today playing music and everything and sending up balloons. It looked like a, you know, instead of being maudlin, you know, it was a, you know, celebration of life. So.
Right. And,
nice
you know, when he was doing the Butlers, and that was the period I liked the best, he was under 20. He started that band in high school. So
They were playing music and everything. They had speakers out there. They were playing the music, and it was great. They had food and everything. So that was nice to see. And then we went back to Albert's bank today about this fraud thing.
Yes.
He's getting over $1,000 back.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, plus we opened a credit card for him.
Okay.
Plus we opened a savings account for him, and they're going to take out $25 a month from his checking and put it in his savings account automatically.
Good.
So we don't have to actually do anything. It'll just save money for him.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm the POA now.
Okay, good.
Of all the accounts.
All right, and you'll keep up on it. And
I'll keep up on it. And I will. We'll get the. They signed us up for monthly statements, so I'll get the monthly statements, and I'll be looking.
Absolutely.
For all that.
Yes, you will. Good. I'm so glad it ended well.
It did. It did.
Yeah, that's great.
So we're all, you know, squared away on that. I wanted to talk about bottled water, if I could, for a minute. I used to drink bottled water, and I saw a documentary on PBS about how bottles don't get recycled like we think they do.
Most don't, some do, and it depends. The companies that do make a good big deal of announcing it, but you're right, a lot of it doesn't.
Okay, so I went out and bought a Brita water filter pitcher.
Yeah.
And I've been using that, and the water tastes really good in that.
All right. Well, that's, you know, as long as your tap water is pretty sufficient to start with, and that'll get rid of the particulates that worry you the most, and that's not bad. I just don't like that a lot of those things use plastic containers themselves. See, around here, we have a lot of bottled water, but it's in bottles. I don't ever allow it in plastic.
Yeah, I don't. Well, it's not disposable, though. It's
I understand.
You know,
I just don't.
You reuse it.
Yeah, I know you can. Absolutely. But you want to still look real careful about what's in that plastic.
Yeah. Well, it's better than using, polluting the atmosphere with used bottles.
Well, I don't really worry that much about that as much as polluting your body with the off-gassing of the plastic onto the water. That's my issue with it.
See, and my issue is more recycling.
I'm not the least bit worried about that. But I just wanted to suggest to people
that if you're worried about recycling and them not getting recycled, that the Brita water filter pitcher is a viable alternative.
Well, there you go, and it's working for you, and that's the best part of all.
Yeah, it is, and it will work for you too. People in general.
Yeah, absolutely, and informed consumers are better consumers. So I'm not making a decision for anybody, but for God's sakes, whatever you're drinking, firstly find out about the plastic it's in, if it's in plastic, and secondly find out what happens to the plastic, and there you go.
And speaking of which, whatever happened to John Stossel? Remember, he used to be a big debunker. And he used to debunk all these fallacies that the people come up with about, like climate change or greenhouse effect or, I don't know, just anything out there that they would come up with and say, oh, this is happening or this is happening, the alarmists. Mm-hmm. And then he would come out and say, this isn't true. This is happening. This is not happening. Do you remember that?
Yeah, in 2019, right before the pandemic and all that, he launched his own network, Stossel TV, which was online. And I may still be there, Stossel TV. And then I think he spent a lot of time with more books because he's written, as you know. And so you've got a number of things there, too. And so, yeah, I know you were thinking of his Myth and Lies series on 2020. And
it was great.
Right. Well, so he's still around, but you know, again, you'd have to probably take a look, and you could probably find it. And obviously, whenever you're going to be outspoken about things like that, you're going to have a certain amount of controversy, better or worse. And so he sued Facebook alleging defamation in 2021. I think the lawsuits were dismissed. I think there were others that he had named because there were so many quote-unquote fact-checkers that actually were more biased than what they were claiming might not be fact. So he was fighting that as well. But as I say, I'm pretty sure that that was dismissed, sadly. And that's another subject, too, about the judiciary in America right now. But never mind that. So the one lawsuit, though, apparently couldn't be dismissed, they determined. I don't know what happened to it. But that was the deal. So he's still around. Look for his channel.
Is that on YouTube?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's on his own. So look for Stossel TV.
Okay.
Just do a
Stossel TV.
Yeah, I'm going to do it myself to find out. Yeah, Stossel TV, and I've got a home page, and I got a lot of stuff. So if it's what you want to see, all you have to do is johnstossel.com. We'll take you right to Stossel TV.
Oh, great. Thank you.
My pleasure. Enjoy it.
Okay. Have a nice night. Feel better, both of you, I hope.
Appreciate it.
Have a great weekend.
All right. You too. And he continues to write columns as well, and you can get all that on johnstossel.com if that floats your boat. All right. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We've got Donna. We've got Sherry. We've got Eduardo. We've got commercials on WGN Radio.
I melt, I feel so weak, it's getting hard to go to sleep, this feeling on my mind, it needs you.
You can't turn me off, not in the middle of turning me on. I can't suddenly stop. You change me from cold to hot. Ooh, now I'm ready to give you all the love I've got.
Radio. I'm Molly James. That's High Energy. You Can't Turn Me Off. It was Chris and Greenwood who wanted to hear that. Well, why not? 1977 on Motown. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Sherry is in Naperville. What's up, Sherry?
Sherry.
Oh, I see. Sherry has to be called to the phone. It's kind of like having your own chauffeur, don't you know? So Sherry will amble to the phone, then she'll take it off speaker with a great aplomb, and then we'll hear from her. Are you there, Sherry? Are you ready? It's your moment. All right.
She's on her way.
Right,
she's 5 seconds.
I see.
Maybe 6.
All right, so we're ambling across the great domain there, obviously. So a lot of room to cover for Sherry to get into place, and we got the news in 2 minutes. So I hope she gets her zone, or else we'll just do the news and get back to her after it. All right, so with all that in mind, it's going once, going twice, Sherry.
Hello.
Yes, there you are. I won't even ask. What's up?
Make you just speak. I get it.
Of course.
The lady that called in pretty much first,
uh-huh.
with a rib problem and I
yes
broken rib problem, and you were correct.
Yes,
they did stop wrapping ribs or whatever.
Yes, they did.
But like 2 years ago, Octoberish, I broke my ribs. I fell asleep on the couch. I went to go pee in the middle of the night in the dark, and I tripped over a chair.
Oh,
and I broke like three ribs on my right side.
Oh.
But, and I don't have health insurance.
Oh.
And that's fine because I lost my house because I paid health insurance. David, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Raleigh.
Yes, you're turning into Ruth right in front of my ears. Unbelievable. All right, hang. Another 30 seconds here, and then we're going to news, so be concise.
Okay, fine. So, at the store, my downstairs neighbor, who I kitty sit for, he gave me some blue pill, but I refuse to take it because I don't want to get addicted to anything. But I sent David to the store to get those salon pods.
Uh-huh.
And it's like an 8
yes.
inch by 6 inch or 4 inch.
Yes, know it well.
Packed with
yes.
holes
yes.
in it. And even though they tell you on the directions to leave it not on for more than 48 hours.
Hold on a minute. Don't go away. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. We'll leave Sherry and her salon pass there. There's a reason they tell you not to leave it on for 48 hours. And apparently Sherry was lucky. We'll tell you about the consequences and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Be blue by Dover. Just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow when the world is free. The shepherd will tend his sheep. I know the valley's gonna bloom again. And Jimmy will go to sleep in his own little room again. Well, just to wait and see.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Just the Righteous Brothers and Sam and Gurney wanted to hear that version of the White Cliffs of Dover. I was a little surprised, but he said, no, it's more I like. Okay, fine. This was written in 1941 and originally was just a big band staple. And you'd see, people like Swing and Sway with Sammy Kaye featuring, and then be the vocalist du jour, you know, and people like, Lynn Richards or Jack Miller or who else, many of the pop standard singers, Ray Eberle, and then a couple of years later, it never was really a hit. It was, song plugs and all that and big band stuff. It was a hit from that standpoint and played by virtually everybody. But the first time it became a vinyl hit, if you will, was probably 1945 with Louis Prima.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs tomorrow. Just you wait and see. There'll be love and laughter and peace ever after tomorrow when the world is free.
And kind of along those lines, the Willows came out with it. Of course, the Checkers, though. The Checkers in October of 1953, and that was on King. I think they re-released it several years later on Federal, but originally on King. They had one of the better R&B versions of that. You can already hear the beach music beat.
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover tomorrow. Just you wait and see. Well, there'll be love and laughter and peace.
tomorrow, when the world is free, the shepherd will tend his sheep, the valley will bloom again, and Johnny will go to sleep in his old little room again. Will there be blue?
And then everybody and their brother did it, from Lee Andrews and the Hearts to, I mentioned the Five Willows, but the Dell Vikings did that. Scott English later in 1960 did the Mystics, believe it or not. A nice instrumental by Mr. Acker Bilk and the Robins, the group that part of which became, of course, the Coasters, the Versatiles, and on it went. I could go on and on, but by the time the Righteous Brothers came out with it in 65, there were probably half a dozen versions, including Teresa Brewer. But that is the deal, and still being recorded to this day, actually. And like I say, 1941, Walter Kent and Nat Burton. So Sam wanted to hear that and happy to play it, including his Righteous Brothers version. All right, so 888-876-5593. Talking to Sherry in Naperville. There you go. Pick it up.
Hey.
I'm waiting.
Are you on me?
No, I'm all over you like whites on rice. You go for it.
Okay, so my point was that salon pass, which is like cap station,
yes,
or whatever, which right, actually gets warm when you put it on your body.
Yes, it does.
We bought a 3-pack of, like, I think 8x4s, and David was putting it on my, I told him to put it.
Okay.
And we screwed up the first one. It stuck all together. It's kind of like worse than duct tape. But what I liked about it and why I left it on longer than it said to leave it on was because it supported my ribs.
Okay.
I mean, kind of like I was a manager, men's gymnastics teams in college and grad school and high school, and we would tape everything and rub everything. Uh-huh. And ice everything. I mean, it didn't matter the body part. It was part of the plan. But at any rate, it's like holy, kind of like, what do I want to say? A grater, a cheese grater or whatever. But it supported that. And then every morning when I would wake up, I would stick my ribs, I would play with the 4 ribs, and I would put them near where they were supposed to be.
Uh-huh.
No, seriously.
No, I believe it. I don't doubt it for a minute, Sherry. There are many different formulations for salon pass, and when you were mentioning they were hot, yeah, there is the capsaicin. And there are some that don't have capsaicin as well. So you got to look at all the ingredients since it comes in several
flavors. Really? Because I was looking for, I was like, well, I wish it would have just a bandage type thing that would.
Well, they have many different things, and so you can look at. In fact, I'm sure if you look up Salon Pass, because I don't think it's salonpass.com, because it's a different kind of deal. It's like us.hisamitsu or something. So just Google Salon Pass, and you'll get a list of the products. And so,
okay, but I just wanted to mention to the girl who said.
Yeah.
The lady who called in that said that, you know, you can't wrap this or you can't do this. So I mean, I missed the beginning of her. But that was very, very helpful to me, helped me heal faster.
Oh, yeah.
And gave me support.
Good.
And if there's something that doesn't heat up, because it was October.
Yeah.
And this is still the summer, so it might bugger. But if there is something that is not heated up, you know, just the support of it all.
Yeah, there's like 15 different products, and you can go take a look at all of them, including some with lidocaine.
Well, I just wanted to give my experience.
Very good. And I'm glad it worked. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, good deal. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Donna is in Oak Lawn. How's it going, Donna?
Oh, things are going okay for me. today.
Good.
But I figured I'd share some of my pain stuff with you because, yeah, it seems to be a topic of conversation.
Yeah, and it'll be fine. You know, like I say, if this is the worst that ever happens to me, I'm in terrific shape. I'm not at all concerned.
Well, I'd like to share three things that I've got that I use pretty frequently.
Okay.
The xylocaine patches or lidocaine patches.
Okay.
They're 12 hours on, 12 hours off.
Uh-huh.
That works pretty well for muscle pain. Then there's TENS units.
Yes.
I've got these little butterflies that I adhesive stick on and tone on, turn on the intensity. And those are like for 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
Let me ask you about that.
Shut off.
Because the reason I'm very, very familiar with this is since John's stroke, he's been advised to do it, and we do. I apply them to one side of his body and a couple places strategically where they want me to, and all that. And we often laugh about it. Say, doing any good? He said, well, not doing any harm. did you notice that it ever did anything good for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have pain in my knees.
All right.
And some of it is muscle and some of it is joint. The joint pain doesn't touch it at all.
Yeah.
But for the muscle pain, it does relieve it, but you have to really kick it up in intensity to, like, maximum.
Oh, no. Well, he's not anywhere near maximum. Though I have noticed when I ask him about tolerance, day by day it changes. Like some days he's able to use it a lot hotter than other days. But he's done this for quite some time, and it is muscular. It's for one of the side effects is it always feels like there's a cramp where there's no cramp. You know, that kind of thing. And so we've been using it for that. Like I say, I don't know that it does anything, but it doesn't hurt him.
So, I understand.
Yeah.
But they it does help with muscle pain.
Yep. Well, we'll keep doing it. I'll let you know.
And the third thing that I do is, as you're probably aware, there are now tons of different companies that have come out with hemp products.
Oh, hemp. Okay.
I have a 240 milligram roll-on hemp, and it works. You know, like band deodorant, you roll it on where the muscle is in pain,
okay.
And it soaks into the skin, and it works. Yes,
right.
It really works.
All right.
You know, you can ask Mikey.
Yeah, right. It works. All right. Any particular brand of this? You know, when I think about hemp, I normally think about things like a rope. So I'm not normally thinking about something transdermal. So which brand do you like?
The one that I'm using is Uncle Bud's.
Uh-huh.
Hemp.
Uncle Bud's hemp. That sounds very credible. Uncle Bud's hemp, okay.
It's UncleBud'sHemp.com.
Oh, of course it is.
In Beverly Hills.
That's where it would be, wouldn't it be? I wonder what the post office box drop that is. UncleBud'sHemp.com. All right, well,
and
all right, Uncle Bud's.
What I'm using is 240 pure CBD oil, and it works, for long periods of time. You don't have to bind anything. You don't have to bandage anything. And it washes off.
Oh, interesting. I got to their homepage, and they have Tony Braxton hawking this. Okay. Roll away daily discomforts. And we have, and you like the 240 milligram there. All right. Very good. We'll add it to the list.
Good luck.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Take care.
All right.
And be
yes.
Safe.
Absolutely. Yeah. All I can say is, please don't let there be bad side effects because I'm fairly fearless with this. Sure, whatever. I'll try it. All right. So we'll roll away discomfort with hemp. Well, why, or at least we'll think we are. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. We got Gary. We got Eduardo. We got James, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio.
I must make up my mind today what to have, what to hold. A poor man's roses are a rich man's gold. One's as wealthy as a king in a palace, though he's callous and cold. Amen. a paradise that I'll never miss. And yet the hand that brings the rose tonight is the hand I will hold. For the rose of love means more to me, more than any rich man's gold.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and yes, you know it's Patsy Cline, so that means it has to be a request from James, who we'll get to tonight. Yeah, poor man's roses. All right, probably not that hard a decision all the way around. Now, I'll leave it to you which side would be best. 888-876-5593. We have Eduardo in Tampa. What's happening tonight, Eduardo?
Hopefully you're feeling better.
Well, not yet, but hope I'm not feeling worse. Not feeling worse, okay, no complaints.
Yeah, well, I found out today I got to put in a new toilet, so I got somebody coming out tomorrow for that.
All right, you're not doing it yourself.
No, okay. I know somebody.
All right.
Yeah, they're
very good.
Yeah.
All right, so you're paying for it, but you're not doing it. All right, very good.
Right, yeah, let's put it that way, yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to talk about this logistics company for the U.S. Postal Service. So they're shutting down, but I guess also brought into the story is the fact that all these retailers that are closing obviously is affecting these trucking companies.
Sure it does.
So
well, and then you also have the deal that your major shippers wind up getting extreme discounts, and so if you're a smaller shipper, the prices are pretty much going are outrageous. Now, I think what you're talking about was Midwest Transport. They were a contractor for the Postal Service.
Right.
And so they're shutting down. And so, the post office itself, it's interesting, and that was something we hear from time to time from the talking heads about, you know, what's going on with the Amazon preferred deals and all this. And obviously, I think there's a lot involved of this that that is a major issue, but I don't think anybody was fully prepared for how much shipping was going to be done through buying, ever since the pandemic, through buying from home and things like that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
Now, of course, in some cases...
The Postal Service has their own...
Well, in part.
In part.
That's what I mean. They partly have their own services, and they partly contract.
Okay.
You know, it's a variety of that. The problem with a contractor is, depending upon where your money's coming from, if you lose the clients, and I think that's what happened to Midwest. I think that Bed Bath & Beyond and some of the others, that they closed up. And
right, Big Lots, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Well, and so there went some pretty big clients for them. It'd be small compared to an Amazon, but very, very big for an individual company, but yeah, it is absolutely not a black and white situation. It is a all gray matter in terms of how this is done.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You know, so you've got a lot of them, and you can take a look at who they are. Obviously, you know, you've also got the combination of FedEx and UPS where they're doing a last mile deal where they're letting USPS take it. So and FedEx actually is a supplier to the Postal Service. So that, you know, that's what I say. It's a big area of gray.
Okay.
So yeah, it's I think FedEx is still the leader in terms of that, but UPS, I think, took over a lot of the air network, but that was for FedEx. But anyway, there are others as well. There's a 10 Roads Express. There's Matheson, doing this off the top of my head. Oshkosh, they're big.
Okay.
Victory. And there's others. There's half a dozen others that I could look up and find. And they probably, from the Postal Service, are getting about $5 billion. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. And we'll pick it up right there on WGN Radio.
Jump, jump, ba-do-bay, ba-do-bay, ba-do-ba, jump, 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 ba-do-bay, ba-do-bay, ba-do-ba, jump, jump, ba-do-bay, ba-do-bay, ba-do-ba, jump, 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 ba-do-bay. Gente que entende que não deve dar, porque nunca na vida sofreu por não ter.
Deus, quanto Deus já terá pra gente. Pensou em fazer tudo bem diferente.
Não que eu queira ter muita coisa demais, queira ter um pouco de paz, queira apenas ter um lugar pra morar. Porque
veja bem, há quem tem sem saber mais de cem. Pode até mesmo o senhor se zangar. Então fica pra terra pra tudo mudar. Tchau, tchau. A gente pensou em fazer tudo bem diferente. Veja bem, há quem tem sem saber mais de si. Pode até mesmo o senhor se zangar.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that is, well, if you look at the Equinox album for Sergio Mendes, it says it's Gente. Of course, that's Chop Chop written by Marcos Valle, but that's the Portuguese version, and it was on Equinox 1967 on A&M. As far as I'm concerned, by far the best A&M album that Sergio Mendes ever did, although he did a lot of wonderful stuff, but as far as A&M, which is most of the hits, I thought that was the one. So of course, that's the only one that's not on CD. You knew that was going to happen. 888-876-5593. We're back to Eduardo in the murky world of the post office. Like I say, a lot of postal activity is outsourced. Now, the last mile is not. So when you talk about the truck that's coming to your house, that's the Postal Service. And in fact, that's okay. The Postal Service, even when it starts out as UPS or FedEx, because in rural areas, very often, it's cheaper for UPS and FedEx to have an agreement with the post office that they take it for the last mile. So that's the Postal Service. But everything before it, you've got a lot of contractors in the mix. And it's not only like Matheson Trucking for delivery, but it's also things like the people who make the cardboard boxes they're using, or the people who make the cars that they're, you know, the vehicles that they're driving. So it's a number of different things. But I would say that you look at, for 2023, I'm looking at the top dollars, and it's many, many billions, I'll tell you that, of outsourcing. Like I say, Victory Packaging, well, they're not going to be delivering anything, but the packaging that's in that probably came from them. FedEx, 10 Roads, Oshkosh, like I meant, they make the vehicles, actually. But UPS Worldwide, when you're mailing something internationally, the chances are the Postal Service is not going to be involved in getting it to its final destination. So,
yeah.
So, sure.
And, we got an election coming up, so they're going to be handling a lot of ballots.
Well, yeah, that part they will be handling, and that part actually they're
okay.
Pretty damn good at. I'm not worried about that on any level. I think there are so many things to worry about for mail-in ballots, but not that. Mm-hmm. So on my list, that's probably near the bottom. But keep in mind that a lot of the post office now is done digitally. Like you can go online, you can do your postage and all that. Well, they're outsourcing that too. You don't think there's somebody in a room operating their website by themselves? So. Yeah. You've got a lot of different pieces in that. So from that point, here's the argument. Is UPS a delivery service of mail, or is it a logistics service, because it's comprising okay. So many pieces of this? And for air cargo, there was big news just a couple of months ago that UPS won that, and they will become the primary provider of air cargo. And that, by the way, doesn't take over what the USPS used to do. It takes over what FedEx did. So they got the contract for that. And so it is absolutely a logistics company. And that's also where things go wrong. We often talk about this. Why is the tracking with things like FedEx or UPS pretty straightforward and easy? And USPS, man, just look at it sometimes. And then, of course, if you track a package, I love the ones that tour. The package is supposed to go from Denver to Los Angeles, but its first stop winds up for reasons unknown in Baltimore, and on and on it goes. And, obviously that's where the logistics chain has fallen down. And then we get into, sorting. How much of it is done in-house? And that's a question, too. But one of the things the post office has done on their own is created sort centers. So let's say you're in a small town in rural America. You're in Globe, Arizona. Perfect example. You're going to mail, okay. You're going to mail something else to someone in Globe, Arizona. Do you think that's going to go across town? Oh, no. It's going to go to the sort center in Phoenix. And then it's going to come back to Globe.
The big city, right.
Yeah, right, right. And so there's sort centers all over the places, and some of it are not in-house. So you've got a lot of things. So I'm sure companies, direct mail companies, still exist big time. And you know darn well, you know, election time, the heck with ballots, all the direct mail you're going to get from candidates, particularly if you're an independent.
Right.
Both sides of the aisle are going to be after you. And so, you know, they're going to use companies that hopefully have this down to a science.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, well, let's hope so, yeah.
Yeah, well, and it's, you know, I'm always I'm amazed that we still have delivery or Saturday delivery. You know, not every country does. Many countries, you pick up your mail at the box. And many places in America, but by no means the majority, but there are several. If you live in Page, Arizona, the post office is never going to deliver a letter to you. You're going to pick it up at your free box at the post office. So I wonder at what point that won't be normal operating procedure.
Yeah. I think I've seen them on Sunday, too. I've seen the trucks out
oh,
there.
Oh, sure. Well, sure. And part of that, part of the Sunday is the contracts that they've taken with things like Amazon, UPS, FedEx, where, like with Amazon, where if it's Sunday delivery and post office has got a last mile contract, well, guess what? They're going to deliver it on Sunday.
Okay.
So, sure. Sure. At that last mile, you see more of the post office contracting for other people than, you know, in the middle where you're seeing other people contracting for the post office. If that makes sense.
All right. I'm going to let you get to the next call here. So.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for calling.
Hey,
I appreciate it.
Hey.
All right.
So, I'll let you know how that toilet project
goes. Yes, absolutely. Good luck on that. Stay far from it. Just throw money at it. All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's right. Stand far away from that. And when you first say, I'm installing a toilet tomorrow, I'm thinking, what can go wrong with this? All right, so we have Gary and Austin. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh. I'm glad you're hopefully going to be better soon.
Yes, I'm counting on it. I'm thinking these next 3 days where I'm not on the air, I announced to John, I'm not getting out of bed. I'm just not.
Yeah, that's great. And I just appreciate you being there. And I've been listening to you since the 80s when you were the Jive 85.
Oh, yeah.
And I I was in Houston then, so they had 850 there. And, you know, they had post sunset, so a lot of times I couldn't hear you till after, you know, 10:30 or 11.
Yeah.
So it was something I did every night pretty much.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. You know, it's funny. It doesn't seem to me like it's that long ago, but every now and then I'll get letters from people who are now in their 50s saying, I listened to you in high school on KOA. I'm like, oh, thank you for letting me know.
I was probably the only listener you had in Houston in those days. But
I had one other, and I'll tell you who it is, and I know it because I made the Houston Post. Ken Hoffman, who was the music critic.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He used to listen every night.
Really,
and he wrote a big article about my Friday night trivia.
He was buddies with John Lander.
Yes, in fact, they both did mornings in San Diego. In fact, I was at KFMB at the time, and I used to get little notes left for me all the time. Come visit us in the morning. And I'm thinking, you can't possibly think I'd be awake when you're there. And so I'm kind of sorry I didn't stay up one night, though, because I would have liked to have met them both, but the hours were just too outrageously different.
Yeah, too weird. Well, a couple of comments I had, one of them was Mark was talking about how the senior years were the best of his life.
Yeah.
I wish I could say that.
Me too.
They're not horrible. I mean, they're okay. But, you know, things hurt more. I mean, I've had these issues with my hands and things like that. So things are like falling apart slowly but surely. So,
yeah.
And then you have to deal with the way people treat you. When you're older, because they don't think you have any intelligence or you know anything. And if you're blind and older, then you even get that doubly. Because if you're blind, you got to deal with that all your life. Kids, you don't know that. You can't.
Exactly.
You don't know that I can't, you know. here, you need this. No, I need to make my own choice.
Precisely.
And so you have to deal with a lot more of that when you get older. And it just, I don't like that. You know, I want to control what I do, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But the one thing I was really fascinated with on Monday, when you were talking to Ruth, when I wasn't really, I guess, paying attention, she was talking about your future life, and you said, "I'm not coming back here."
That's right, I'm not.
And I was hoping you would be able to elaborate on that then, but the only people that heard it were the ones listening on WGN.
Right.
So I was fascinated by that because, you know, I know that in between lines, you're supposed to be able to make various choices.
Yes.
About what you go through and such. But I didn't know you could choose not to come back to Earth, because that's fascinating, because I'd like to not come back here if that's possible.
Well, you know, and of course, now we're into the realm of spirituality, and none of us who are walking the terra firma on Earth actually can say for sure. So I always say that a disclaimer.
Yeah, exactly.
What I think. I don't have any word of knowledge. Archangel Michael isn't coming down to me. Jesus ain't whispering in my ear, and so forth and so on. So I don't have any direct knowledge. But I have plenty of beliefs that I've had actually since childhood, and I've always believed that this was a limited engagement, that this was a small part of your soul that signed up for Earth, and and you came here probably too aggressive. You came here because you wanted to learn certain lessons and do certain things, and probably all your guardian angels were saying, "Now, do you think that's too much? Oh no, I can get it done all this time," you know, right, or what have you. But the bottom line, I think that when it's over and they have that life review, it is not in any way one of those judgmental things where you're chastised for what you did or didn't do right. It's your own review. And after you've gone through that, and hopefully your soul has evolved somewhat and all that, at some point you may decide that you're going to incarnate in some manner again. Now, when you're in a bodily form, when you're corporeal, of course, it's very dense, and the Earth is very dense. And so we learn through emotional experience and direct contact. We feel the pain both emotionally and physically. But the limitations are we're stuck in this body vessel. So not all incarnation systems are necessarily bodily. They can be. But think about this. Every time you make a decision in your life, you later think back and think, well, what would happen if I made another decision? Well, what if you were in an incarnation where each time you split and you take both paths? And then at the end of that incarnation, maybe you have 640,000 paths, but you learn by looking through and seeing where the things went right, where they went wrong. You're not in a body for that, but it certainly could be an incarnation. So I think there are probably many, many ways. And as far as being corporeal, I don't think that the Earth is the be-all and end-all for that. I think there are probably many existences. Now, in terms of where they are, they could be right here, because we perceive such a very limited amount of what's out there, whether it's what we hear or what we see or what we feel. It's just a very finite scale. So there's no reason to think that there aren't other universes here right now. We can't perceive them, and they don't perceive us. So, you know, we think of distance, and when we think of distance, we think of time. Well, when we think of time, now we're back to a corporeal sense, when they always say that there is no time on the other side. That's one of the things kind of makes your mind go to control, alternate, delete, because, you know, how can there be no time? There can't be. Well, there supposedly isn't. And it seems to me that when you're not constrained by bodily form, there doesn't have to be time. There has to be actualized presence. And the actualized present can be before, after, or during, from our perspective.
Right.
So, but no, I don't think we're forced into anything. And so I think all of us probably have been here many times. And, you know, I don't necessarily ascribe to old soul, new soul, or any of that stuff. Like, well, I'm a very old soul. Yeah. Oh, come on. But
I don't know how you know that.
Yeah, right. You know, exactly. Really. Right. Yeah. And I was Queen of Sheba. But I think that the deal is that, yes, it is absolutely free will. If you don't want to come back, you don't come back.
Yeah, that's interesting. My mother used to say that Earth was hell.
Yeah, well, and in many ways it is. Yeah, well, that's like prison planet. Yeah, it's prison planet, yeah. It's like a giant correctional institute. And, you know, karma will whoop us up every time, of course. So No, I don't think you have to come back here if you don't want to. And if if you don't want to, your next incarnation, if you want to make an incarnation, might not be anything like the Earth plane.
Yeah, I want to have one where everything's kind of not necessarily too hard or too easy. I just want to rest.
Well, you know, there are people who have resting lifetimes. Seriously, people who have taken on far too much, you know, all the pain. And of course, the hardest lives are where you really advance the most. And maybe somebody's taken on more than they should have. They may decide they're taking a vacation. And every now and then we look at somebody who seems to have just an ease in life. They got nothing but money. They got good health and all that. That might be their vacation incarnation.
Yeah, that's so interesting. Yeah, because I was thinking, you know, I was talking to somebody about that. I said, it'd be great. Next life, I'd like to just, you know, be able to kick it and rest and do whatever I want to do. Not have to worry about hurting anybody's feelings or being hurt or any of that stuff.
I think you can choose that. I think very few people do. I think it's the other side there where it's sort of like, you know, you're trying to get through 4 years of college and you want to do it in 2.5 years and you'll take every hard subject right now to just get through it. So there's a lot of people who are standing up for the harder incarnations. But in some cases, some of them are realizing once they're in it, whoops, you know, shouldn't have done that.
You know, I don't know, I was born prematurely, so I must have been in a hurry to get into this
right.
one. I don't know.
Well, I guarantee you, before you came into this existence, you decided in this existence you were going to go through it blind. That was not an accident.
Yeah, yeah.
And there were probably many reasons, and you'll know exactly what they were, but do you have to do it next time? Hell no, you don't.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I you know, and again, I don't have any inside track. So, you know, people who sometimes chastise me I just want to make sure anybody listening doesn't think that I'm putting this out as fact. It's just what I've always believed from the time that I could think about it. All right. But John says you better stop thinking because there's commercials up to top of the hour. So hang on, Gary.
Okay,
I appreciate
it.
Thanks for calling.
Appreciate you.
All right. So
bye
that's
bye.
Where we'll pick it up on WGN Radio.
When you want a true lover, send for me, send for me. You never want any other, send for me, send for me. I promise you, I'll be true. Send for me, send for me. Anytime, just tell me your problems and find out, baby, I'll solve them. If you're late one morning, don't hurry. If you've got big trouble, don't worry, just depend on your friend. Send for me, send for me. A morning, noon, and night, in the early bright. Don't you fret, my pretty pet, I'm gonna treat you right. Don't you dare raise a hair, I'm gonna share your every care anywhere. Oh yeah, send for me, I'll be there.
WGN Radio, I'm Ronnie James, 1957 on Capitol. Of course, it's Nat King Cole. Send for me. Dave and LaSalle wanted to hear it, and now he has. 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. And that takes us to Fran in Austin. So, Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I just wanted to, first of all, I was kind of chuckling when the I can't remember who it was. The lady called and suggested that I take a cooking class.
Yeah.
Because my favorite cookbook is the I Hate to Cook book.
Oh, I know. That's what would make it so funny. But
I know. I was just sitting here cracking up. Because, I mean, I cook because I have to, but I don't like to.
Well, no, absolutely.
But I love to eat. So, you know, if I'm going to eat, sometimes I got to cook.
Well, that's
right. Believe me, I try to get out of it any chance I get.
And I don't blame you a bit. No, I mean, no good can come of it. But that's, you know, for the rest of us, that's what would make it so darn funny.
Yeah. But I wanted to comment a little bit. It's weird. I'm not sure where I am on the extrovert-introvert thing, because I can go out and have, I can go out and sing in front of hundreds of people, you know, a couple hundred people, and I have a healthy degree of stage fright. I think you need a little bit in order to kind of keep your performance tight, you know, and, and that sort of thing. But I don't, you know, and I don't have any problems calling a talk show.
Right.
I've called a lot of radio talk shows over the years.
Well, sure.
And that sort of thing. Usually the first time I call, you know, I'm a little nervous, but, and yet, if I'm not behind a telephone or a microphone, or I don't have a job to do like singing.
Yeah.
I'm just, I'm, you know, just freak, kind of get all flustery and, you know, so, but.
I can understand this, by the way, because frankly, usually there's just nothing to say.
Yeah, and I just, somehow I feel like, I don't know why these days I feel like I don't have anything in common with anybody.
Right. I understand. And you don't want to. See, this is the really bad part. Horrible to admit. But you don't want to. Like,
yeah, and the thing that's really, because, okay, you know, as a blind person, as Gary was talking about earlier, and, you know, you've talked about many times, we're marginalized.
Yes,
we
horribly
can't, you know,
so.
We can't do anything, right, you know, and like if Gary and I, and I'm not trying to feel sorry for myself, believe me, but, you know, if Gary and I go to a function here, people don't talk to us, or they'll come over and say hi, and then they walk off. The thing that drives me crazy that people do is they'll come up and talk, and they walk away, and I'm sitting there talking to them.
Right, right.
And they're gone.
Absolutely. They didn't give you any clue that they left. But no, you know, this reminds me, I had a friend years ago who worked for CBS, and he was single, and we talked once, and he hadn't been on a date in like years, and he said, look, here's the deal. If I could go out and every time I went out, it was like my fourth date, I wouldn't have a problem. But I'm not going to go through the first three with all these different people. And I really got it. You know, it's like, yeah, I can see where that is. And it's sort of like, it's just not worth the effort.
Yeah. And if somebody talks to me, and I feel, you know, comfortable with them, you know, then it's fine. But I have a very hard time initiating.
Yeah.
And I find that now I don't have patience with things that I used to, you know, it's just like, you know, being marginalized is just part of my life.
Right.
And it's something I accepted, and we, you know, we joke about it because what else can you do? You know, you got to laugh at it so you keep from crying, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, I get sick of, like, sometimes I'll come into the building and like this person the other day, I came into the building, I was walking to the elevator, and she says, are you trying to go to the elevator, dear? And I said, no, I'm going to the elevator.
Exactly.
You know, and I just get so sick and tired of the ignorance that I have to deal with.
Oh, absolutely. On every level.
And I think that my therapist doesn't get it.
Well, you've got the wrong therapist then, because, and I understand that, they don't have any frame of reference for that, you know,
yeah,
as far as that goes.
You know, it's you know, it's better for you to get out and be among people, but if I go out and I'm among people sometimes and I feel ignored or I feel like I don't belong, I come home more depressed than I did when I went out.
Right.
I would rather stay home here with Gary, where both of us know what each other's talking about. We both have the same frames of reference. We both like the same music. You know, I mean, he likes some things, like he doesn't like the Four Seasons and I do, but, you know.
Right, right.
We have a difference in taste, but we have the same, a lot of the same memories, the same experiences. We, you know.
Absolutely.
We're both into radio and oldies and, you know, all that. And complete each other's sentences, and, you know, that's a, why, you know,
no,
why do I want to go out there where I don't feel understood?
Absolutely, 100%. And, you know,
and I'm angry all the time.
A lot of minorities express find this out on a much minor scale than you do. But for instance, if you're the only person of color and everybody assumes that because you happen to be African-American, you are fill in the blank of 10 different traits, which may have nothing to do with your background or your interests or anything else. But man, they think they've got you, you know, and that's just it's horribly frustrating. And so, you know, many people feel it to a greater or lesser extent if they're put into a group which they don't even relate to on any level, and maybe, and yet here they are. You know, it used to be years ago, like with women, well, women weren't interested in electronics like when I was. You know, I'd take a correspondence course, and no matter how many times I'd write I miss not Mister, it would come back as Mister, you know, no matter what, because that was just the prevailing logic. So but you get it as a double whammy out every time you walk out the door.
Yeah, and it's gotten worse since I got older, because now, as Gary was saying, you know, we're treated like we're stupid because we're blind, and now we're treated like we're stupid because we're older.
Right. Now it's stupid and feeble. It's the combination.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know, just, absolutely.
I don't want to deal with it.
And you shouldn't have to. It's just that simple.
But yet, I do want friends. Everybody needs friends. I mean, I had a lot of friends in California. When I moved here, I still keep in touch with them. I have a lot of people that I talk to over the phone.
Right.
I have friends that live all over the country, just not very many here in Austin.
Right. And, well, you know, phone friends can be just as good, really, if you keep up the... I had friends that I was friends with 20, 30 years that I never met in person.
Oh, yeah. You know, Gary and I both have. Yeah. We're on these phone systems and things.
Right.
Anyway, they have, you know, these things, and we're on them, and we've known some of the people on them for 20 years, and we've never met any of them.
Right, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't make you any less of a friend.
There's some of them that I feel just as close to.
Absolutely.
As if I did know them.
That's 100%. No, I'm with you all the way on that. Nothing wrong with that. You know, one of the things that caused me initially to have quite a few blind friends was my interest in phone freaking. And And so it's like, oh, man, manna, you know. And then, of course, when I met Joe Ingresi and he could whistle 2,600 cycles, I'm like, oh, my God, this is manna from heaven. You know, so what I'm wondering is, are there any meetup groups of blind people in Austin that have any interest that you share?
Not that I have met. I've gone to, I was a member, we were both members of the American Council of the Blind chapter here.
Right.
But they all kind of know each other, and
they're clicky in their own way.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I hate that.
You know, and we just kind of got tired of
being the third wheel. Yeah.
Exactly.
That.
And we would volunteer to help with stuff, and they wouldn't call us back, and,
No.
You know, that kind of thing.
That's really unfortunate. Really unfortunate.
You know, and they have, I thought, you know, when we moved here, I thought there probably would be, you know, a lot of other blind people that we could associate with.
Right.
But I haven't, you know, I'm not really, there's no real social meetups that I know of. The only one that they had for a while was one that the Lutheran Church had, but we didn't care for it.
Well, and there you go. And
got kind of, you know, I was like, we're waiting to eat, and they got to do a half-hour Bible study. No.
No, that's not necessarily working for you at all. But
yeah, especially because I'm not that religious of a person. So, you know, that just, you know, I thought, okay, well, I'll put up with 20 minutes or 10 minutes of it, you know. And this was a guy that kind of thought he knew everything. He's just...
Right.
But,
right.
You know, just finding people that I have something in common with. But it's like, what if I am okay with just having friends over the phone and or on Zoom or whatever? Although usually it's over the
phone.
Nothing
wrong with that in the world. Nothing
wrong
with that.
You know, maybe you should just tell my therapist to...
Yeah, I would tell her.
Blank.
Firstly, it doesn't sound like she really, really gets the situation, period. But to me, my phone friends, like my closest friend for many years, Stephen B. Williams, I probably got together with him in person a handful of time, but we probably spent hundreds of nights on the phone for 2 hours, that kind of thing. I had many friends like that throughout my life that I saw rarely, if at all. And it didn't change the closeness of our friendship one iota. So, no, I don't think you have to be physically face-to-face eyeballing someone for you to have a meaningful relationship with them by any means. Nor do I think that you have to have this swinging social life to have a variety of things to do. Part of it is finding things that attract your attention that you want to do. And, you know, that's sometimes hard. But, for instance, if I were younger, I'd be learning Vedic astrology right now. I'm too old, you know, can't do that. But I would be, I absolutely can't do that, but I would be fascinated with that or something. But there are so many things that if you think about it, maybe you've got an interest in that you can take time doing or learning or whatever, or just enjoying. It doesn't have to be what someone else is telling you by any means. So
yeah.
I would make the list of what interests you and what would you like to, you know, what's your perfect day in terms of interests? What would you like to be involved in? And whatever that is, I bet you could be involved in it. You don't have to go somewhere necessarily.
Yeah. And also, because with the depression, I also have anxiety.
Well, that's normal.
Lately, it's like if I have to go out somewhere, I have to go through this whole process.
Yeah.
It starts out with, oh, God, I don't want to do this. I don't feel like doing this, but I do feel like doing this because I want to get out of the house, but I don't feel like doing this. And then I think, well, okay, I'll take a shower and see how I feel after that.
Okay,
I'll get dressed and see how I feel after that. Okay, you know, it's this whole big, you know, bunch of steps.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That's fine. Take the shower and you feel like it, don't feel like it. Don't wait anything with it. It's perfectly fine if you decide I'm not going. You know, don't feel that you have to. And if you do want to, maybe it's something where you enlist Gary and say, hey, we're going together. This is what I want to do. I want to go shopping here or whatever, and you do it.
Yeah.
But otherwise,
you don't. We went and saw the Austin Lounge Lizards a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, that was fun.
See, so there you go. That was something you wanted to do. You did it. You enjoyed it. But I don't think there should be any emphasis on you thinking, well, I better take the shower because I have to go out. Oh, well, I don't want to go out yet. Gee, but I have to go out. You never have to go out. That's the reality. You'll go out when you want to go out.
I guess you do if you have a doctor's appointment.
And you do that too. And I'm sure you never hesitated to do that when you had to do that.
No,
right.
I do what I have to do.
Exactly. But, so beyond that, it's all optional.
So my therapist just needs to quit guilt tripping.
Oh, you need another therapist.
I probably do. It's, you know, it's hard to find a therapist. I knew somebody who was very agoraphobic.
Uh huh.
Well, actually, I went through a stage where I was very afraid to cross streets because I'd almost gotten hit, and instead of going right back out and doing it,
that's very understandable.
So, I went to a therapist because I've seen something on TV for a support group for people with agoraphobia and, you know, or phobias. It was a phobia support.
Right.
I go in there and I explain to her, you know, what's going on. And her attitude is like, well, you're blind and you're afraid to cross streets. I would be too.
Exactly.
Like, you know, what you don't understand is blind people do this all the time.
That's right. And I used to do this all the time. You know,
and I used to do this, and I need to, you know. But her whole attitude was, well, of course. You know,
well, I mean, wish.
It was like she had no idea how to deal with it. None.
I wish there were blind therapists.
You know, so I wanted to be a therapist when I first went to college, but
well, maybe there
life
are.
Happened and it didn't work out that way.
Right, but maybe there are. And maybe that's what we need to look for. Even if it was something you did on the phone, maybe there is a whole group of blind psychologists and therapists.
Maybe I can. In fact, I do my therapy over the phone now.
Well, so why on earth it doesn't need to be down the block? And I think that there are, I'm looking at here, I'm seeing a number of lists right here, from blind psychologists to blind therapists and on and on. I think you need somebody who's walked in your shoes. I'm yeah, off, by the way, I'm off. Yeah. I'm off the air. Bob went to break, which is fine. We can talk. But anyway, hey, you know,
sorry about that.
No, it's fine. It's fine with me. But no, seriously, I think that
prescription.
What John has a prescription. This is going to be dangerous. What?
Call the Raleigh James Show.
Yeah, call the Raleigh James Show. No, you know, we needs a little more than that. Yeah, nice, but no cigar. No, you absolutely should find some. We've got, you know, they've got them all over the place. Here's a group of Australian blind therapists. Okay. But I think normally you would think, well, that doesn't need to be. But there are so many people who, frankly, don't get it that you shouldn't have to first be instructing them on what it's like to deal with the sighted world when you're not sighted. So here's a woman.
And
that
I'm always
says,
getting, you need to educate. You need to, I don't want to educate. I wasn't put here to educate people.
Well, education comes at a price. Everybody you're educating, let them send you 10 grand. All right, so we have Inside the Mind of a Blind Psychologist. Heidi Joshi gives advice for better mental health, finding the right therapist, and her own experience navigating the medical profession. So that is under bemyeyes.com/podcast and on, you can find her. But so what I'm saying
Be My Eyes, okay.
There's probably a ton of things like this that would be interesting right now, because my IP address is coming up Arizona. I have a list of blind therapists in Arizona, but I bet you there are a bunch of them in Texas. And again, I'd like to say that it doesn't matter, but unfortunately, with a sighted community, very often it does.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah, so I would think that you can find. It just seems like you're only getting frustration from what you're doing now.
Right.
So I would be looking for somebody who at least gets it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I will do that.
Yeah. Here's a fine blind allied therapist and psychologist in Texas. There's a list that Psychology Today has, and it's a ton of people. Here's one in Burnett, and then one in, it doesn't matter where they are, but Denton or Dallas, I mean, Fort Worth, Cedar Park, that's not far, Spring, Frisco, Cedar Park, Austin, Leanne Levering is in Austin. So there are a number of people, and you know, a lot of them, it won't be a good fit, because, you know, blind is insufficient for being the right fit, obviously, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because some people
are just not going to be the right fit. It's going to have nothing
right.
Right. Have not. So what I'm saying is, it seems to me like, given your situation, that it is necessary but not sufficient. You want somebody who's blind so you don't have to, quote-unquote, educate them, but you also want somebody who you click with on an emotional level that can actually help you.
Right. Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, because I think right now you're getting somebody who clearly doesn't get it and is staying on you to do things that are going to be counterproductive.
Yeah, and then I feel bad when I don't do them.
Right, yeah, right, right. So, yeah, and you're thinking, wait a minute, exactly why am I doing this to myself? Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that's something, and you might have to go through a few, but I would I would worry less about where they are than if they fit with you.
Right. Sounds like a good idea.
All right, let me know.
I will.
Oh,
and
you,
a lot,
I sent you the word, okay. The lyrics, by the way. So it sometimes.
Oh yeah, I was going to talk about that. I'd love to do that, but I can't find the seniors.
Oh yeah, well that's probably true. Well,
I mean, you know, I can do it, but it's like it's kind of fast.
Well,
yeah,
work with Gary and triple track your voice.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out. I know there's software to do that, but I'm not sure. I'll have to find out about it. I'll see what I can do with it.
All right. Well, no rush. Whenever.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks.
Raleigh. Okay, bye.
Right, bye.
I'll be back after the news.
My tears are falling because you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Just tell her that you love her. Make sure you're thinking of her in everything you say and do. Take good care of my baby. Now don't you ever make her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloudy sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my baby. Be just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, of course, it's Bobby B and Take Good Care of My Baby. That was for Cindy. Yeah, and of course, Bobby B, that was on Liberty, and I think around 1961, 62. I'd have to look it up to know for sure, but that is the deal. Of course, Goffin King. All right, now we have several, oh, including Debbie from Raleigh, who's got advice for Fran. And I want to get there first. I've kind of bumped her ahead of the line, but we'll get to Jim and Johnny and Laura and James and everybody else. But Debbie is also blind, and she's in Raleigh, and says she has some advice for Fran. So what do you know?
Well, first of all, I'll be brief, but when you played Bobby Vinton, there's a fellow on a show that I listen to who's also blind, and that's his name.
Oh, wow.
Bobby Vinton.
Okay,
well, so that's kind of interesting.
Well, this is Bobby V, but okay. Yeah, Bobby V
right.
is not
well,
Bobby
well,
Vinton,
you know. You know
similar,
how it goes.
Similar.
But
all right.
I was similar, yeah. I was going to say, I have a lot of those same things going on with me.
Yeah.
I think for me, the biggest thing is... everybody I know has kids, grandkids, whatever, mm-hmm. and I don't. Mm-hmm. And so I feel, you know, not abandoned, but, you know, because I can find things to do. But one thing I was going to say, and customer service sucks, I'm telling you.
Oh, of course.
You tell them you can't see, and they just go off like, don't you have anybody there that can help you look at that?
Right.
I like, stupid, if I did, wouldn't I be smart enough to have them look at something?
That's right. I wouldn't be calling you. Exactly.
I wouldn't be calling you. But the thing with dementia, my aunt has it really bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I have what they call mild cognitive impairment. And how I know that is I went to the doctor, and that's what he determined. Sometimes what will come out is I said... I meant to say I wanted to compliment, and I said I wanted to complicate.
Oh.
So, you know, sometimes the words that come out aren't always what you want to say.
Oh.
That's one thing I've noticed, but I just laugh and go on, and sometimes the other person laughs. And once in a while, I'll make somebody in customer service laugh, and they say, you know, I am having a bad day, and you have made me feel so good by making a slight mistake without meaning to, but, you know... And it's kind of like she said, getting out is challenging. And, you know, a lot of times when you do go somewhere, people won't talk to you. They might help you find a door or a bathroom or something. But then, like she said, they'll walk away.
Right.
And
right.
you won't know they're gone, and you'll sit there and be talking.
Exactly.
or they won't set the... They won't put the plate down in front of you until later, and you'll be fumbling around trying to figure out where the heck the plate is.
Yeah.
And they haven't brought it yet. And they are going to have a wellness conference in Austin, of all things.
In Austin?
It was on, is it Hoda and Jenna, I think.
Okay.
Some kind of weekend wellness conference there. And, of course, I'm nowhere near Austin, of course, but... Anyway, I said, man, that may be something interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But the other thing is a lot of people say, well, why don't you take up a hobby? Like, you could probably crochet. I said, in another world, you know.
I would just in a straight face and say, yes, I've always wanted to molest.
Yeah, I've always wanted to get my colors mixed up and create a red, white,
I mean,
and blue
scan
that looks like black.
Just, I have an irresistible urge to knife people. It could be a hobby.
And
so, I mean, wait for the responses.
Right, and then the other thing is when my sister would tell people that my twin Don and I were blind, she'd say they would say, they must know sign language.
Oh God,
stupid like.
Oh God.
So anyway, I'm going to wrap it up with that. But
I like
for
that.
Your show.
That's a nice trick.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I tried to learn sign language, but I would get it backwards.
Well,
you know, like hello and goodbye or good and bad.
Yeah.
if I wasn't thinking, I would do the thing for bad instead of good. And the guy was laughing at me because he was trying to teach it to me, and I couldn't remember half of it.
Well, I think you're doing just fine. And, you know, MCI is one of those catch-all diagnoses, and a lot of people do not progress to Alzheimer's or dementia at all. Some people some people reverse. So, you know, I think that when they diagnose you with that because you're older, it may just be that you're forgetful or something else is on your mind, and you may be the same as you've always been.
Yeah, that's kind of what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I have too much on my mind. Sometimes
right.
I don't have anything.
Well, exactly.
But I play games like Hangman and not Scrabble anymore because I don't have anybody to play that with. And
right.
I get bored sitting there trying to play my partner and myself.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
Look, anyway, I hope you both get better soon.
All right.
And I love your show.
Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
so,
thanks.
888-876-5593. But yeah, when they suggest these inane things, just give them one-word answers that should set them back. All right. Jim and Richmond, welcome back to WGN. Jim, are you still with us? Well, we lost Jim tonight. All right. Well, hopefully Jim has decided to go off to Never Never Land and sleep, because sleep is sacred. Johnny D. in Ohio, welcome back to WGN.
Well, hi, Raleigh. Being quiet, Benjamin's over here. He sleeps over every Thursday night. One time, they all explain it. Becky got a schedule.
Yeah, oh, all right. Well, very good, a schedule. So you'll be quiet so you don't get yelled at.
Yeah, because she yells at me, I'm going to get mad. And then
it'll be loud. Then everybody will wake up.
Wait a minute. The hell's done noise? Boy, I'll tell you what. These conversations we're having with Gary and Fran, they're so interesting. I mean, man, I'll tell you. You know, I mean, but you haven't got one shred of evidence. I have these thoughts when I'm listening.
By the way, of course not.
To this... I'm thinking, what the heck is she talking about?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Raleigh. One night, it would be great to, you know, listen to conversations about these.
We'll have to have more people on who've had near-death experiences. They're very interesting conversations, especially those who used to be atheists. So, yeah, we'll have to schedule some of those.
I don't know. I haven't heard of anything coming back and letting us know.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, it's the near-death experience, so it's really only the demo version. But many people have come back from that. And what's interesting is how many commonalities there are in it, that they're all experiencing certain facets identically. And, I mean, that's across every aisle and every social context and age and all that. So it's interesting. And who knows? Like you say, shred of evidence. Of course not. If we had a shred of evidence, it wouldn't be nearly as interesting.
Well, that's why with hominins, I've got shreds of evidence.
But what if it's
and
all wrong?
And that's how we got here. Yeah.
What if it's all wrong? You don't know.
Nobody knows.
That's
okay,
correct.
But anyhow, listen. I got a couple of song requests.
All right.
That's why I called.
Okay.
Real quick here now. And I was thinking I wanted to stick with because I had Gary and Fran. They have all this stuff in common. I'm thinking, you know, that song seemed kind of crazy as me, but that's not what I'm requesting. You know, they have the same kind of thing. Anyhow, Delbert McClinton, if you can, what I wrote down, yeah. Better Off with the Blues.
Okay.
Better Off.
Mm-hmm.
And then, because I was with Delbert last week, and then the Average White Band, I'd like to go back to the Average White Band and
mm-hmm.
do Person to Person,
mm-hmm.
Person to Person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's it, Raleigh. I hope you recover.
And I do too.
Great.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Jim called back. All right. Jim is awake. He's awake in Richmond. Thanks for calling back.
I was awake, but I got disconnected.
Oh. Well, that's horrible.
So, I asked Sari to connect me to WGN Radio. And she couldn't do it, so then I called you back.
All right.
I wanted to say, you were talking earlier about Rambling On, and I knew Tuesday night that you were, you know, struggling because you didn't have
suffering. Yeah, suffering.
And then I, right, and suffering. And Wednesday when I called, I said, I will stay on because you were coughing every three words. So I hope they didn't understand that I was dragging things
on. No. We were delighted to have you.
Right. And then now I wanted to do a request.
Okay.
But after listening to two of your callers, one is my friend that, you know, drives me everywhere, which is refusing me to drive anymore.
Right.
I wanted to tell you, but it will be another night.
Okay.
You know, she claims she was at Atlantis, and she was a healer in Atlantis, and they all left on a shuttle before they left. And I would like to talk to you another night about that.
All right.
And then number two is, after listening to Fran, I'm afraid of my future.
No.
Because my friend, she's telling me that I have to find other means, you know, of getting around and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, Fran said she wants to, you know, get a therapist. You know, it's like, I want to talk to Fran. You know?
Well, maybe I can hook the two of you up. But, you know, I'll tell you something, Jim. That's the way life is. None of us know what our future's going to be. We don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. That's what's so fascinating about being on Earth. And so you can either fixate on what horrible things are coming, or you can just take it as it comes and say, hey, it's all going to be fine, and make it fine.
Right. And, it's getting dimmer. It even got dimmer this evening.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to. You mentioned that I liked what was the group you said the other
night? Shauna and I played you a Shauna and I.
Right. But
what? Jim, hello, Jim. Jim. Jim disappeared. Jim. All right, well, we're going to see if Jim can connect again. Obviously, maybe it's my phone's failing him. And we'll see if we can't get to Laura, James, and Chuck in the waning moments. And if not, there's always next week. We'll see on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, we've only got a few minutes left, so we'll forego the bumper. And I believe that we have Jim from Richmond back. All right, are you there, Jim?
Yes, I got hung up again.
Yeah.
I was asking you, what do you think about the album Eddie and the Cruisers?
You want something by them?
Yeah, John Cafferty and the Brown Beaver Band.
Yeah, and anything in particular?
Whatever you like, because I don't think you like them.
Well, that's true, but it doesn't matter. This is your request. I don't have to like it.
Right, but, you know, whatever you think is the great one.
All right.
One of them might be Mariah or something like that.
All right. We will do that, and it'll be Tuesday night.
Right, and I thank you very much.
Oh, sure.
And I'm glad you're going to have 3 days off to recuperate.
Me too. All right, Jim, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Laura in Willowbrook, welcome back to WGN. How's it going, Laura?
Oh, it's pretty good, but I'm going to save what I really called for another night.
Okay.
I'd like to help out... I'm suggesting, I can't remember the nice lady's name, darn it, but not having friends and such.
Fran, we're talking about Fran. But let me, let me mention, I think you want to talk about crazy local laws. Call me early on Tuesday and we'll do that because there are so many, including don't drive blindfolded in Alabama. All right, now back to Fran.
will do. Okay, I'll make sure it's before 11.
All right.
Basically, I've always had relatively shyness, okay?
Uh-huh.
I'm not very outgoing, but my thought is for her, since I think she said she enjoys singing, okay, I go to karaoke night, okay?
Oh,
and I have never, I just get up there, sing my song, and people come to me and talk to me. So she doesn't have to be an outgoing soul. She might meet people. I mean, that's the way that I've had it. I mean, I've gone on cruise ships. I get up cruising, and then I kind of go, like, hide in the door in the corner, and then everybody comes and says hi to me. So it's like, she doesn't even have to be outgoing, but maybe it would help if she does something that she enjoys doing.
Well, that's a good suggestion. We'll see if she's ever tried it. Thank you for that, Laura.
All right, no problem. Thanks,
Sally. Okay,
Sally.
Talk to you next week.
Get better quick.
Thanks, appreciate it. All right, and so Chuck in Rockford gets the final minute, and it actually is a minute. My apologies to Chuck for that. So, all right, Chuck, the minute is yours.
Am I on?
For 1 minute, you are.
Oh, okay. Do you remember me from Rockford?
Of course I remember you from Rockford, 3901 Brendanwood.
Okay.
You came by, of course.
Yeah, and then your fan club went out one time.
Yeah.
And I it makes it a little bit different, but I know that's about 30 years.
Yeah, 32 years ago.
In the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh. And I'm still around, and I guess you are too, so.
Part of me, anyway.
Yeah. Well, I like the way that you, have a way with, some of the people that have their problems, you know, like age and health
Don't we all?
You seem to perceive everything.
If you call me Tuesday, call me early, and I promise I will not wait till the last minute to get to you.
Okay.
All right. I think that's it for tonight. I think we're over.
Oh, okay.
Sorry about that. Talk to you Tuesday. All right. We thank Bob for keeping us on the air tonight and couldn't have done it without him. We thank John for screening your calls. Above all, I thank you for calling. It made the show a pleasure to do. And we'll be back Monday night with Monday Night Trivia Live. Tomorrow night is a replay of Monday Night Trivia. So don't call, but do call on Monday. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.